From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Listen, natural hair time continues to become more and more popular, but finding the resources to maintain the styles can be limited in many areas. That motivated two women to flex their muscles and create a natural hair pageant that is less like a competition and more time like a sisterhood. I'm going inside her story with Jessica Boyd and Maureen Ochola. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, talk to me about why your pageant is a little less like a competition and more like a sisterhood, because it's not your traditional pageant. Tell us about that. What makes it different?
Absolutely. Miss Naturally Crowned is actually the only pageant to celebrate the beauty of natural hair, while we also support the dreams of Black women scholars and entrepreneurs. So that's a big differentiator for us. We award scholarships and startup funding for small businesses. In order to qualify, you have to, of course, wear natural hair, meaning you don't primarily wear blowouts or weaves, but you really embrace your natural kinks, curls, and coils. So in addition to that,
continue.
Sure. In addition to that, we're actually expanding the pageant this year to become city level. So this also is another reason that it's more of a sisterhood. You really encourage bonding and healthy relationships between women in your local area.
Now, for the first time, you say you're taking it because you guys started this in Columbia, South Carolina?
Yes.
And so now you're expanding it nationwide?
Yes.
So how do people apply if they want to be a part of this?
Right now, we're actually expanding to Charleston this summer on June 24th, and we'll be in another city that we actually haven't released yet. So that's a little bit of a surprise that we have coming up. But for right now, if you'd like to apply for the Charleston pageant, you can just visit naturallycrownedcharleston.com, and the application is right there online.
How much money can you win in scholarship? And specifically, how do you help people with entrepreneurial dreams reach those?
So the pageant is open to women ages 19 through 30. And so there are two ways you can enter the pageant. One is if you're currently in college, you can come in and apply for a scholarship. Or, you know, if you're out of college or you take a different path and you're going the entrepreneurial route, you can also submit a business plan, a one page, and just giving the highlight of, hey, if you were to win this money, what would you do with it? How would you impact the community? So if you do win, first place is $1,000. We have a second place prize of $500 and then a third place prize of $250. And in addition to that, you get business coaching, business mentoring. You get, you know, tons and tons of natural hair products and just a chance to highlight, you know, your dreams and your ambitions in life.
Why was this something you two wanted to do? How did this come up?
So the pageant actually started as a fundraiser for a startup, a natural hair beauty supply store that we wanted to open in Columbia. We just felt like we weren't getting the right customer care when we went to the local beauty supply stores. A lot of the store owners there, they didn't really have, you know, the knowledge that we needed or we sought in terms of, you know, taking care of our hair. So we wanted to fix that problem. You know, why not just open up a store that caters to our hair, run by people who know our hair? And so in order to do that, obviously we needed the capital, we needed money. So the pageant was actually purely just a fundraiser. But the first year that we put it on, you know, we sold out. We had, you know, it kind of took its own life. And we realized that, hey, this is something that's needed. This is something that the community is asking for. And now we're going on to our third year. We're expanding to multiple cities. So it's exciting.
Natural hair products are really expensive, I hear.
Yes and no.
To maintain your natural hair costs a lot of money. Is that right?
Yes and no.
Yes and no. It depends. I think it's just like you know, a relaxed hair. It depends on the products that you use.
Right.
And it depends, Tom. It runs the gamut. It's no different to me.
May I ask a question myself? I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
May I ask a question? D-Ray, I'm sorry. I've been listening. I've been trying to be quiet. I was trying to just
You're in the jam.
Anybody ever try
seat.
To?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Did anybody ever try to sneak some weave in there ever in the competition?
No, or sneak?
Did you ever catch somebody with a little bit of grease like right behind their neck? Are you like, that ain't natural? Did you ever catch? I'm sorry, Tom. I just had some questions.
They said no.
I mean, but for $1,000, I'm gonna sneak a little bit of weed
just
under
try.
My root, right? Yeah,
but
right in my kitchen.
That's an interesting point, lady. Like, okay, so I know you all have workshops and a lot of different things. How do you actually crown a winner? How do you actually win? Because there are some things that are pageant like a evening gown competition, right?
When you crown them, do you let them pick out their natural hair and put it in the shape of it? They get the pick
Ray,
out.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. All right. Go ahead.
Go ahead, ladies.
Oh, my God.
Can you tell evening gown competition?
Sure.
Jessica?
So in order to win, we have, of course, the workshops that take place. And then the contestants also do fundraising. They sell tickets. They sell ads. And then the night of, they're actually judged on their hair throughout. So it's an opportunity for them to do their own hair in between each segment of the competition. The judges judge them on that, how it changes between each segment. Also, their presentation during the opening dance number. They do introductions. They do on-stage Q&A. And these are all the things that they're judged on as well throughout the night.
Is there an age range?
Yes, 19 to 30.
Yeah, but the thing that I like is that it's not the contestants are not your typical, you know, not what you would think of a beauty pageant look, not a particular size or anything like that. Correct, ladies?
Correct.
Oh, that's definitely true. That's nice. Jessica and I are not pageant ladies. We didn't know anything about pageants before this. I mean, we had been to some maybe. So it's really like a sisterhood. It's not really competitive. That's not our intent. Our intent is really to form that sisterhood and empower each other, you know, because we're all going through this journey together. Jessica and I are also, you know, trying to develop our own business. So we're all learning from this together.
What's the best advice that you all have ever gotten or passed on to somebody dealing with natural hair, especially someone who's in transition? Because, you know, those are difficult sometimes months or years for those of us that are going from chemical to unrelaxed hair. What's the best advice you could give to someone?
Well, it depends on the route you take. Uh-huh. I personally big chopped, so I didn't do a transition. I just cut it all off. And
well, you're brave. So for those of us,
for those who don't want to do the big chop.
Well, I didn't do a big chop. I just kind of stopped getting perm eventually and then, you know, kind of transitioned that way. What I will say now is 2016, there's abundant amount of resources out there in terms of, you know, your hair, YouTube, Instagram. And there's a lot of communities, a lot of expos. Just, you know, reach out. It's not hard. It's just literally put out, I'm trying to go natural, help. And you will get so many resources thrown at you.
Yeah, and what these ladies are doing, Tom, is really growing. I mean, they've heard from people in Paris, Cuba, Ghana, you know, internationally as well, who are interested in what they're doing. Ladies, what's the website again for more information?
NaturallyCrowned.com. That's our main site.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Good luck.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Good luck to you.
Happy Easter, Jackie.
Thank you.
Are you dressing your puppies up in pastel colors?
No. No, no, no.